Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it Bonjour. France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high standards.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hi everyone.
Hey.
Welcome
How are
back.
We? Happy New Year.
It's 2021, bitches.
Oh my fucking God. So we're recording this on the first Monday of Jan.
Of Jan.
It feels
a little bit slow.
Not gonna lie.
Not really that motivated. Chintzy, I didn't wake up till about 10:30.
Literally, it was 10:37 when I looked at my phone and I thought, fuck.
My door went about 8:30. I thought, I'm not getting it. I thought, sorry, I'm not doing
my
it.
My fucking buzzer went as well and I was asleep and yeah. I was like, I'm not getting it. I was literally like, I thought I was dreaming, but no, it must have gone.
I'm not feeling that motivated yet, but
no.
It's fine. It's a new year.
No.
We're going to have good vibes, good energy.
No, truly, this is going to be the best year of all of our lives.
We're going to make the best of it, guys. We can do this.
Before
so we're
we
back.
Start,
what's changed?
Everyone
new.
Smile. Just smile. Ah,
oh,
you're feeling the great vibes.
Good vibes. So yeah, welcome back, guys. The girls' bathroom. It's Girl Talk. 21st Girl Talk of the
Sorry,
year.
I'm just finishing my matcha.
Chintzy made us a lovely matcha. Bit of ASMR in there.
Do you like this shit?
Whoa, that didn't sound
Ew,
that good.
That was not very flattering, was it? That was literally the like dribbles of my matcha
that
there.
That was a dry slurp.
Oh, God. Right. So, yes, we're on Girl Talk, aren't we, girls?
Yes, we are girls and boys.
We
we're
asked
back.
You question of the week. Let's just hit it. Hit
just
it.
Hit it.
Right. So we asked. Okay. No, I think, yeah, okay.
What have we got?
So we asked. We struggled to word this, didn't we?
We did.
Because
we were like friends, relationship opinions.
We were like, welcomed opinions. Or like,
we
fuck
know.
Off. Anyway, so we asked friends giving their opinion on your relationship. So say you had a boyfriend, I was like, oh, I'm, you know.
Or your love life in general, you know.
Yeah, but more so like a relationship. I feel like when you're in a like
established
couple,
mm-hmm.
It's like, do you want all these opinions on your relationship? Okay, and we did keep them to yourself or always welcome. And we've got 74% saying always welcome. So you guys are wanting the opinions, clearly.
See, I
26% keep them to yourself. I thought that'd be higher, if I'm honest.
Do you know what? I kind of feel like a lot of us think always welcome, but I think, are they actually though?
I know.
Because I think a lot of us like to think, like, yeah, like tell me. If you don't like someone, tell me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I'm thinking, but if you actually got told that, how would you feel like you're not supportive? Like, I don't
know. But then I suppose actually opinions can actually be good ones.
Yeah,
right?
true.
But
true.
Generally speaking, it's
we're thinking
negative.
Yeah.
But it could be like, oh, you guys are so cute. I'd be like, yeah, fucking welcome.
Yeah, tell
shit.
Me that every day.
Yeah, tell me I look. Tell us we look great together. Yeah, tell me. We'll have
I
cute
feel
babies.
Like your friends' relationships, unless something is really going wrong, it's not really.
I think
your opinion isn't. I don't
for
know.
For me, I think it depends how good of a friend. Like, I'd welcome an opinion from you.
Well, yeah, I'd be like,
or from
me.
My sister.
Yeah.
But if we were just kind of like loose friends, like yeah. I call you a friend, but like kind of loosely.
And they said like, oh, I'm not sure. Yeah. I'd be like, excuse me, it's like, a bit rude.
I'd be like, yeah, I don't think I'd welcome that opinion, but I'd welcome. So I suppose it's who you trust.
Depends on the levels of friendship.
Yeah, like I don't want, you don't just want opinions from anyone, do you?
No.
Like, fuck that.
And also like, the only people that like know the relationship is the people that are in it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's very difficult to make comments. Oh my god! I need some more matcha.
Frog in her throat, eh?
It is difficult to make comments on other people's because you don't actually know them. You know, you only get the drips and drabs of what they tell you.
Personally, I would never comment on someone's relationship.
That's what I wouldn't,
because
like,
I just think
I'm not here to do that.
It's your relationship. Like, unless it was you and it was something alarming.
Something was going wrong.
I don't know. Unless it was literally an alarming situation. Yeah. I was like, I need to make a comment here.
Yeah,
I am not saying a fucking word because it's none of my
business.
I'm
just asking how it's going and just hearing what you say,
just
and that's it.
Smiling and nodding, and like it's none of my business. But like, oh, but you know.
Okay, well, kind of going off the back of that, we have girl talk. My best friend ended my relationship.
I mean, this is this is actually makes me feel physically ill.
Gosh,
if I'm honest.
First dilemma of 2021, guys. Are we ready?
Are we for
let's get the energy up, people. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
This girl's from Australia, so she's probably free of COVID. Pretty jealous.
Fucking bit. No, I'm joking. Enjoy it.
Okay, so hi from Australia. A few months ago, this really cute boy slid into my DMs.
Ooh.
After texting for a while, seeing each other a handful of times, and even meeting each other's families, I felt like we were getting kind of serious.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'd say that's kind of serious.
I'd say family, like...
Families is pretty serious to me. So I told my friend about him. Let's call her Sally.
Ooh.
She asked to see a picture.
Silly Sally.
And when I showed her his Insta, she told me that he'd previously dated one of her friends.
Right.
Someone that I know mutually. And he was apparently bad news.
Right.
She encouraged me to break it off with him and would continue to do this pretty much every time I saw her.
Oh, Sally.
So she has given her opinion on this relationship.
But also, Sally, like, I appreciate you telling me that, but let me make an informed decision myself.
Thing is, like, I've heard you say it. Say it once and it's going to stick with me. I don't need you to say it six
times. Because, Sally, it sounds like you want to date him, if I'm honest.
So, fast forward a few weeks, I did stop talking to the boy for a few reasons, but mainly because Sally had convinced me that I did not want to be with him.
I don't like Sally.
Me and the boy did stay friends, though, and we still talk sometimes. A part of me will always has feelings for him.
Okay.
Anyway, when I told Sally it had ended, she was visibly ecstatic about it, smiling and telling me it was a good decision. I didn't say anything at the time, but this played on my mind a little bit. So when I recently saw the boy on a night out, she's in Australia.
Yeah! I'm joking.
I mentioned her casually in conversation, wanting to see if he'd recognize the name.
Oh my gosh.
He basically admitted to me that she tried to sleep with him whilst he was with his ex, the one Sally is friends with.
I knew she fancied him.
And had recently started texting him again.
What?
He let me see the text and they were sent the day I told her we had ended.
That is
Sally, what the fuck?
That's so fucking snaky, Sally.
She's obviously a manipulative person. And I know she's not benefiting from my life.
Yeah.
I feel like she's ruined my relationship with this boy who I actually really like.
Yeah.
Should I try and get him back or just remove myself from the situation? What do I say to Sally? Do I tell the girl, his ex, that Sally tried sleeping with her boyfriend?
Right.
Do I just cut her off? Do I confront her? Please help me. I'm really stuck. What do I do?
Sally is just like a classic toxic just toxic.
I'm not here for Sally's behaviour.
Like, that behaviour is actually so alarming. I couldn't even imagine acting or moving like that. Because imagine being so lot, manipulative.
There's
Sophia.
A lot that goes into that, because that's me She's being like, okay, so
lying,
yes,
manipulating, tricking,
trying
you.
To convince you it's not what you want. He's bad news. This and that. Yeah. It's very
he
manipulative.
Dated my friend. He's bad news. What?
Yeah,
I knew she
all because
fucking...
she wanted him. Like that. I'm sorry. Like. That is not what friends do. Like 2021, guys, can all the girls, can we all stick together and just help each other through this year? Like, this is not what we need.
The last thing we need is people acting like Sally.
Because, like, that, like, makes me sad because, like, you turn to your friends, like, if you want their opinion.
Exactly.
Like, if I was seeing this guy, I'd be like, Chintz, what do you think? Like, I don't know what to do. Do you like him? Do you not? Like, what are you thinking? And I'm going to take what Chintzia says as Bible. Well, I'm going to be like, right, okay. So if
you're
imagine if, yeah.
You're going to trust an opinion.
Yeah. So if she was saying like bad news, and
but
then
also the way
I just feel so betrayed. I just be just being so lied to.
The way she knew though that you would listen to this opinion,
yeah,
and the way she drilled
really just
the way she drilled it into you, clearly knowing she's lying and that she literally just wants to sleep with this
but
guy.
Did she not think like, well, I'm gonna get caught somewhere here?
Literally,
like, did
are
she
you
not...
that stupid? I'd be so imagine getting caught up in that lie.
I'd be
so stressed.
Stressful.
You lying about that?
I don't know.
No, right. So in terms of what you should do, right? So what did you say? I should go talk to the ex?
Does she
no.
confront Sally? Talk to the ex? Sally. No, don't bother with that. It's not
no,
it.
It's not none of your business, that. But
I think you need to have a conversation with Sally.
It might be getting a bit messy now. Mm-hmm. Sally clearly fancies this guy a lot to go out of her way to manipulate you, to stop talking to him and lying
send
to
her,
you.
Send him a message the day you end it. Like, it's...
very snaky. Maybe just say something to her. I mean, it depends how
What's
much you
nature?
Want to go into it. What is your nature? Personally, I'd probably...
You could just cut her off and never talk to her again and that's
it. Yeah, I'd probably just want to just leave it. We've got no time for drama. I don't want, you know, just leave her in the past, whatever. She's done her business.
But maybe
we've learned
you could
it.
Just send her like a text message and just be like, look, like, here's what happened. Like, I saw him on the night out. You came up
he
in conversation. He told me this and that. Yeah. Like... and I'm just going to be like, I need a break from this friendship. Like, you don't have to be really dramatic, really nasty. You can just be like, I just need a break from this friendship because you obviously, like, were manipulating and blah, 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 blah.
Just be really... And she will try and gaslight you. She will try and turn it on you. She will probably not own up to her mistakes, for sure. Don't let her make you feel like you're in the
you
wrong because
the
you've done nothing
now,
wrong.
So...
exactly.
Like, you've seen the receipts. You've seen the messages.
Literally,
like, it's not like this boy's lying to you. You've seen Sally messaging him on the same day. I think that's all the proof that you need, to be honest.
In terms of the boy, I think, look, you like him, he likes you.
He's with Sally.
Well,
he slept with Sally.
No, he hasn't slept with Sally.
Yeah. Oh,
she
tried to sleep with Sally.
So Sally's been yearning for this guy for ages. When he was with his ex. Look, if you like him, go for it. Just know that this Sally bitch might be pottering about.
I feel like maybe try and leave this boy in the past.
Maybe
because
we've
learned. As long as you're linked to this boy, Sally's always kind of going to be there a little bit. I don't know. Like, if she is pining after him, and now if you two aren't friends, it's going to get quite messy.
Meddling.
Yeah, meddling.
She's clearly gone to extreme lengths already.
Yeah.
We don't want her to take even more extreme steps, which I feel like she's capable of, because she's clearly a bit
maybe
twisted.
In a few months, like maybe in the summer, you and this guy could, you know, get something going again. But I think have some space from it.
Maybe right now it's a bit weird and fresh.
It's just a messy situation. Like, that's going to be a lot of drain.
I actually can't get over Sally, man. God, get alive,
Sally. None of that in 2021, please, ladies.
Disappointed in you, Sally, if I'm honest.
Sorry, babe. Just keep on moving
through the beat. Hi, girls. I've been in a relationship for about a year, and we were friends before. Okay. I was previously in a relationship for 6 years. Whoa. And that relationship ended due to meeting my current boyfriend. Very cute. My dilemma is, from my 6 year relationship, I was ready for a baby, engagement, etc., even though I am only 21. Whoa. Okay. Wow, wow.
Babies.
Wow. Quite alarming to me. Everyone's pregnant now, though, so I feel like we need to jump on the bandwagon. Everyone is pregnant. Anyway, I feel ready for this. And from meeting my current partner, he knew this was how I felt. Mm-hmm. Fast forward 9 months and we've had the discussion about trying for a baby and he is so against it. This breaks my heart because he knew how I felt when we got together. My family is very broken and I can't wait to start my own with the love of my life. What do I do? I think the timing is right in my life. Money has never been better and I am so in love. Please, please help me on what to do. I know I can't force him into anything and in the long run, we both need to agree on this. I know this is a really hard one as I am young, but I really want a baby, lol. Love you both lots.
God, okay, babe. Really wants a baby.
Look, I totally
wait,
understand.
How long has she been with this guy for?
Well, it's been 9 months.
Only 9 months?
Well, it's the love of a... So you broke up with your... So you're saying you broke up with your ex for 6 years when you met this guy because you were like, oh my God, this is the one. Okay. And he knew how you felt when you first got to work together. Mm. Fast forward 9 months, you're thinking, babe, I told you I wanted a fucking baby.
I don't blame him for being a little bit alarmed because if you're 21, I'm thinking he's a similar age.
Yep.
I think, you know, you've not been together for that long. It's not even been a year yet. I can see why he is not in a rush to have a child. So I think you can't really blame him for not being on the same page as you.
But I also understand when you say, look, you told him in the beginning, this is how you felt and this is what you were ready for.
But I think maybe he didn't take it seriously
enough.
He probably
didn't take it literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, for sure. He probably didn't process that. I think, oh, you want a baby now?
Yeah, like you want me to be a father in a few months, right?
Yeah, he probably actually didn't even think about, oh, so I'm a dad.
Yeah.
You want me to actually be a dad? Because it's a big thing. It's a big thing.
It is a big thing.
The thing is, what I'd say is, look, he's the love of your life. Amazing. Nurture your relationship. Take some time. Because the thing is, you don't want to trick him into a pregnancy. You don't want to fall pregnant and he's kind of thinking this is not the right time. You do both want to be on the same page. Mm. You know, because how fun would that be when you're both going through it together? So, look, if he is the one, then I think he's worth waiting for.
I agree.
I mean, have you spoken to him? Has he said, like, when he will maybe think is a good time? Like, or why is he against it? What is his reasons?
Probably because it's too soon.
Too soon.
It's not been that long,
right.
Has it?
No, true. Exactly.
It's not.
So just try and understand where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. And just, like, you've got to meet in the middle here. Like, this is
it
a relationship.
There has to be a compromise somewhere. And I think as long as you both know, as long as you can get, as long as you know that he wants kids.
Definitely.
That he wants to have a family and this and that in his future. But I think that's all you can really ask.
And that his future is you, okay? Make sure that you're on the same page. And then look, got to see what happens.
When it's going to happen, but you can't force him into that, which you know that.
In the meantime, don't get caught up with the fact that you want a baby, and that he's not wanting to give you a baby because it's going to make you resent him. You're going to get angry. It's going to cause arguments.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
Just try and enjoy. Look, there's no... I know you want a child like now, but you're 21. There's no rush in life. You know what? At the end of the day, like, what's another 3 years?
3 years go by so
it's going so quick, and then by that point, like, maybe he'll be like, yes, oh my God, I'm so excited for this, I'm so ready for this, like, and it, you can enjoy it much more rather than feeling like, rather than making it stressful, you know.
And we truly believe everything happens for a reason. So look, there's a reason you're not gonna fall. You might not have a baby at 21, and maybe when you're 25 and you've had your first kids, you'll look back and be like, oh,
this,
do you know
why?
This is why. This is so right. I'm so glad we did. You know, just got to trust the timing and just go with the flow, not stress too much. I know, like, we're all overthinkers. Like, we're overthinkers and get all quite in our heads, can't we?
Because you think, God, I've got to meet someone at 21, know them for 5 years, then get engaged. Oh, my God, I've got to meet someone today.
Because you're thinking, look, I'm ready. I'm 21. Yeah. I'm ready. I know I want to be with you. You know,
which
and
is
I get
a good
it.
Thing. Like, I love that you know what you want and you sound very accomplished and very sure of yourself, which is the energy that we need.
And the energy we need for 2021.
It is.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, if you do talk to him and he's like, I don't see kids in my near future, like, I'm seeing that, you know, late 20s, early 30s, then maybe you have to make the decision to be like, okay, well, I'm going to end it because, you know, I want to be a young mum.
Depends,
you know,
how badly you
children
want
are something
it.
That I want in the next couple of years, and you need to go and find someone else. So.
Yeah.
I think you need to have another
conversation. Make sure you're on the same
page. Get an idea of his timeline. Be like, look, what are we thinking here? Like,
because it's things you've got to talk about. Like, this is make or break now. Like, you want children.
These are adult relationships. Yeah. Like, we need to know, like, do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids? When do you want to get married? Like, do you want to get married when you're 35 or 25?
It's literally like fucking Monica and Richard. Richard, right? They were in love, Monica and Richard. Richard was much older than Monica. He knew he didn't want kids. He's already had kids. They're grown now. Mm. He's much older than Monica. Monica's never had kids. She desperately wanted babies. Richard didn't. They had to break up. You can't, they loved each other madly, but they couldn't stay in a relationship where they both wanted different things.
No.
Like,
and maybe this is the thing where you want different things.
But then the thing is, they broke up and then Monica found the love of her life with Chandler and had twins. Okay? Fucking hell. I mean, so many life lessons from Friends, guys.
So many life lessons. Baby. Okay, kind of following on from that, actually, about like where we should be in life and this and that. We yes. have an email saying, girls, I never engage with emailing, messages, etc., but I just had to email you.
Aw, I appreciate that so much because I'm not the type to. I never comment on Instagram pictures. I never comment on YouTube videos. I never send emails in. So I appreciate when like we appreciate actually that. Emails.
So she says, your Get Ready With Us New Year's Eve came up on my recommended on YouTube from 2018.
Ooh. God.
Of course I had to watch
Ew.
It. Oh, this makes me feel a type of way. In the vid, you mentioned your 5-year goal. Fuck!
Ew, I actually want to be sick. We probably want
said,
to.
Chintzia said if she were... Oh, fucking hell.
Am I
Chintzia
mad?
Said if she was not with the man she is going to marry at 25, she would be stressed.
Are you joking me?
You mentioned about being engaged, a young mum.
What? I want to be an old girls. I literally want to be the oldest mum now.
Please re-watch this and give your comments now a few years down the line. I've just gone through a breakup myself after 6 years and I didn't think at 24 years old I would be alone at the beginning of the dating scene again.
Yeah.
Please give us some solo... Please give us solo girls some 2021 motivation.
Thing is, like, it's kind of mad.
Hell, is that what we said? Are we done?
I remember we'd literally be like, I think at 24, like, we need to be able to pass on where we want to be. Thing is, like, it's kind of mad how your opinions change as you grow up.
No, it really is.
And as things shift. Because, like, literally, I remember us saying, like, I want babies at 27.
Yeah, same.
Or literally 26.
Same.
You were like, I want to be a young... I always remember you saying, I want to be 25, 26. Yeah, like,
I did.
Right? No, but the thing, we're saying this when we were 18.
Yeah.
Like,
do you know what
years
I think?
Ago.
And I think,
that's
like,
5 years
all
ago. Get,
we all know this. Like, when you're a little bit younger, like when you're, you know, 17, 18, the idea of being like 24, 25 seems so far away.
So
and
far
it
away
seems
well.
Like a different life. Like, God, I'm never going to get to that age.
Yeah.
Like, that is middle age. Like, God, mid-20s.
Yeah.
Can't even imagine it.
Literally.
And then somehow, like, you get there so quick.
Like, I'm 23.
Like, when you're 18, 25 sounds so old. But then, like, I'm 22 now and I still feel like I'm 18.
Oh yeah, mentally,
and 25. I'm like, it's still so young.
Yeah,
like
it's actually mad how much you change and how much your opinions change and what you want shifts.
It is.
The last thing I want right now is to find the love of my life.
The last thing that is literally the bottom of my list.
It's just a shift in priorities. Like
it is.
I feel like when we were younger, maybe boys were more consuming and we thought about them more, and
it was forefront of our mind.
It was kind of like very, very important to find the one and to settle and just be like, oh, found my guy now. Like, what a relief. Ew,
not going to be single at 25.
Yeah. Yeah, like obviously that would be lovely to meet the love of our lives, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come along, whatever, come along. But like, it's not at the forefront of our minds.
Yeah.
And it's interesting actually that's, and like, if I'm 26 and single, who gives a fuck?
That's fine.
I know I'll be thriving.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know we'll be so established and thriving and really happy and content.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, I want to be really happy and content on my own at like 27.
I know.
That sounds to me fucking incredible.
Great, I know.
You know, if I'm truly happy, content, established at the age of 27 and alone, wow.
I know.
I'll be the happiest woman alive.
Like I honestly, like,
truly.
I think, like, I can meet my husband when I'm 30 and that's totally fine by
right?
me.
Right?
I want to live my life. Like, just, I want to live my life before I get wifed up and have my kids.
Well, it's like, we just want to be happy.
Yeah.
And being happy doesn't mean having a boyfriend or a fiance.
No, no.
Like, and that's the bottom line. I think that's what we've realized. Boy, we used to rely on boys for a lot of our
happiness. Yeah.
It would be all consuming, wouldn't it? It'd be like, oh, who's,
it's
you know.
It's sad, isn't
it'd
it?
It'd be all but, about the boys.
But as you grow up, you gain more, like, you become more sure of yourself.
Sure of yourself. It's just more confidence in who you are as a person.
And I think as well, it's that classic, like, thing of just forgetting that like life, there's not this particular timeline.
Yeah.
And it's not like, okay, if you're not married by 30, fucking hell, you failed. Like if you're single, like this girl that wrote in saying she's single at 24, never saw myself being single at 24. Oh, like that's totally fine. Like it's time to love life. Like that, what difference does it make?
And also you'd see in movies like being single is bad. Even Miranda, it's like a terrible thing that she's single and how old? 30, whatever. Something. It's like, oh my God, like when are you getting a boyfriend? Yet. Like when are you getting a husband? And it's very much that pressure. Mm-hmm. Maybe your family's pressure, your aunties, I don't know. Or
asking
like
you when you're going to meet someone.
Yeah, or like your sisters who are in relationships. You know, it is pressure. Like, oh.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
It's very much when you're like me, oh, have you got a boyfriend? Mm. Like, oh, are you
It's one of the first questions literally, that people ask when you meet someone for the first time.
Are you talking to anyone right now? Mm. It is, isn't it? Or like, if, you know, why is that so important? Why are you asking about my career? Or,
I know.
It is actually very interesting.
It is when you think about it.
But no, I'm proud of our growth, actually.
I am too. And
truly.
The girl who's 24, like, this is your time to love life. Enjoy it. Soak it in. Like, you can meet. So you've honored, we've all got so much time. Like, I thought this the other day, like, if we literally met our husbands at 40.
Oh, God.
And we lived till we were 100.
Wow. 60 years, man.
How much time is that? Oh, I saw God, this so quote and it was like unexpected things happen. Like it only like takes you places that you never thought you'd get to go. Yes. Like it's like a good thing.
It is a good thing when things don't work out how they're planned, because then it takes you on in a new direction.
Like we don't want that. We want challenges. In and we general. Just got to let go of that pressure that by a certain age we need to do this and this and this, because it's just not the case, guys. It's just, it literally doesn't exist. It's just like a social construct that does not exist.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. All right, ladies and gents. Girl talk issue. Am I breaking the girl code? Right, let's dive in.
Classic question.
So,
if you've got to ask yourself if you're breaking it.
If you've got to ask yourself, babe. It's like when you ask yourself, should I break up with my boyfriend?
The fact that you're asking
I saw tells a quote me you're not too
and
sure.
It was like, you wanting a sign is a sign.
Right.
Right?
Right, okay.
But we're still going to answer your time.
Okay, so one night back in summer, I celebrated with my four best friends and one friend's boyfriends and his brother. It was a small group. We had a fun night, got wasted and played drinking games.
Fun.
The brother of my friend's boyfriend, let's call him James, was flirting with me and the only other single girl at the party all the time. I didn't really mind it since I just got out of a long relationship a year ago and I am enjoying flirting around and being single. Mm-hmm. However, in the end, I hooked up with him. Now, here is where it becomes an issue. James hooked up with a good friend of mine more than a year ago. Okay, right, got you. Okay, got you. I didn't know much about it because she never really told me, but I knew from the other girls that she was really hurt because he was not interested in her.
Right.
Gosh, ouch. Right, okay, I see how this could sting that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, during the night, I sobered up and started to feel so bad. So I instantly texted her everything and told her I'm so sorry if this has put her in an uncomfortable situation. Now she's really mad at me, but I know she also appreciates my honesty. I guess for now, she just needs a bit of time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
My issue now is, James have been texting me about meeting up again, etc. And I honestly would love to find out where this could go. Oh, but I am sure my friend would be furious and I don't want to hurt her.
Mm.
I guess what I want to know now is, can I expect my friends to be happy for me and put her emotions aside since she is seeing another girl and it's been a year already since they hooked up? Or is it my turn to be a good friend and just not let this guy come between us?
Mm.
Greetings from Germany.
Hallo.
P.S. Hallo. Wie geht's?
Wie geht's?
Ich habe eine Frage.
Not once again, I can't.
Ich spiele Fußball, sorry. P.S. Also, there is a kind of no future for me and James anyway, since I'm currently studying in Madrid and he is always working in Amsterdam. Wow, Madrid! Wow. International!
Mrs. International over
it's
here.
It's just that it felt really right and he is incredibly interesting and attractive. Okay.
Oh, this is tough.
You did throw a curveball with that Madrid and Amsterdam thing at the bottom
it's
there.
It's a bit of a curveball at the end.
Because I'm thinking, maybe for the sake of your friendship, then just pop it behind you and just leave James in the past.
Mm.
Because what is the point? Okay, fair enough. Yeah, with James, you could have maybe a few fun nights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a few flirts and fun nights.
Some nice dates, some good combos. Yeah, maybe like a few good phone calls.
Handful of dinner dates. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which but then, I get. You know, we all want. That's fun.
For
We're
sure.
single. We want to mingle.
For
I get
sure.
it.
I get it. It's very fun. Mm-hmm. But then for the sake of what? Four dates and maybe a few fun nights. Is that
not
worth
it.
The weight of potentially ruining the relationship with this girl? Mm. Maybe
because
not.
You could ask her, like, look, how do you honestly feel about this?
Yeah.
But she's probably going to be like, if she's going to be a good friend, she'll be like, yeah, do it. Like, because...
Well, she said she's mad at her. She says she's mad at her.
Yeah, but if she asks her again,
yeah,
she might feel like she has to be like, well, I guess I am in another relationship.
And I guess
like,
it was
over a year ago. Like,
yeah.
Maybe I just be a good friend and just tell her she can do it. And then she
yeah.
might feel some type of like, oh, it's just, I don't think it's probably worth it.
I think in terms of the girl code.
I understand the temptation and I understand your reasoning because, you know, she's in a new relationship. It was over a year ago. It was a one night thing. Like, I get how you can justify it, but I also don't think that it's worth it.
The bottom line girl code rule is just like friends don't go with exes.
Yeah. And it's like, an ex of some sort,
like,
isn't it?
Say Sophia had an ex from 3 years ago, from maybe, let's say, even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And Hannah, Sophia's friend, I don't know, whoever this girl is. Then slept with him from 5 years ago.
I'd be like,
he's still a fucking
ex. And then
ex.
Wanted to see him.
Yeah, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, it's
like,
weird.
Because you've got to insert yourself
do
into
you know
the situation.
Why I think the problem is? Because it brings the guy back into her life as well.
Yeah, she doesn't want that.
Because you're going to be talking about him. He's going to be coming to mutual events. I think that's where the big problem lies. Like, you bring the boy back into both of your lives.
Exactly.
I think that's the problem. And I think it's not worth it.
And the thing is, bottom line is just find another guy who your friends not slept with.
Because there will be someone else.
Literally, let's just find guys who aren't our friends' exes. Yeah? You know, I think bottom line, that is just the best way to go about this. But look, I think it was me. I think I just be like, look, I'm just going to sacrifice these few fun nights with James and just
think
put him behind
me. Think of the
bigger
picture. And we all know, like, obviously your friendship with this girl is far more important than this thing with this guy.
And at the end of the day, you can't even get into a relationship with him anyway. Can't
it's
you just find a sexy Spanish man in Madrid?
Yeah,
wow.
I'm sure you can.
Fucking hell.
Little day trip to Barcelona.
Oh, God, trip down to the coast.
Yeah, love it.
Wow. Go to what's the places in Barcelona?
Girl
Park.
Something like that.
Look at the architecture.
Yeah, really
take
nice.
It in.
What a lovely day that would be. Getting
take,
acai
taking
bowl.
Polaroids of
Where
each other.
Where was that place we went to in Barcelona that we fucking Flax and Kale?
Oh God.
Go to Flax
me.
And Kale.
Guys, go to honestly, find a Madrid guy, then go to Barcelona, go to Flax and Kale.
Get an acai bowl.
Teresa, what was her name? Teresa.
Oh my God, Teresa.
Oh, she had another anyway. When we used to be vegan, there was this restaurant in Barcelona, called Flax and Kale, and then
we went to Barcelona for 10 days. I think we went there every single day. We'd queue up in the morning to be first in to get pancakes and all sorts.
Oh, we loved that shit.
We loved it.
Wow. And then she had another restaurant it was like this woman called Teresa.
Yeah.
And she had another vegan restaurant like round the corner, which, oh God.
If anyone's got a trip to Spain coming up, Barcelona, then I really recommend going.
Hit up, because they have eggs there and shit.
Yeah, they do.
They do,
yeah.
Oh. Oh, and they had a gorgeous roof terrace.
Oh my God, the roof terrace.
Honestly, if
the muffins.
If you go Flax and Kale in Barcelona,
ask to be on the roof terrace.
To be on the roof terrace because it's spectacular.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh my God, anyway.
All right, next
dilemma. Can we go back this summer? I just feel like just for a few days. A
couple days.
I think Barcelona, yeah, we went for 10 days. We only needed 3.
But we loved it at the same
time. We did.
Because we had because we had a pool.
Yes.
So we had like a week just by the pool.
Yeah, true.
And then like a bit of a city break.
True.
But I think if we were to go back, you only need a couple of days.
Oh, I want to go to Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Oh.
Good times.
Just keep on moving through the beat.
Okay. Brand new to Instagram, wanting to improve self-esteem and date in tier 3. So, tier 3,
ooh,
lucky girl.
Oh, you lucky thing.
Hi, girls. Just wanted to say that your podcast has fully helped me so much with my confidence and outlook on life. Oh, aww. This makes me happy. So, after what seems like a lifetime of crippling anxiety and low self-esteem, okay. I finally joined Instagram.
Woo-woo.
Fun. Welcome
Instagram
to the club.
Instagram is a good place.
Seems so trivial, but a whole page dedicated to me is a daunting prospect
okay.
for a girl who could barely look in a mirror a year ago.
I understand.
Breaking up with my boyfriend over lockdown really allowed me to grow as a person. Yes. God, we're all ditching these
God.
Men. I fucking love it.
I am so happy for you,
and
truly.
And I can finally say that I am happy and know my worth.
Oh.
Let's give a round of applause for that. Yeah! So,
aww.
I am now wanting to put myself out there in the dating scene.
Okay.
I feel like using Instagram to my advantage, as it will help me do this.
Okay.
But I am the worst at taking pictures. I don't even know where to even start in this whole process. How do I message boys? What's the best thing? How do I get attention? I am stuck and living in a small town where everyone knows everyone. So it doesn't help.
Okay.
Please help a clueless girl out.
Aww. Okay.
Let's get sliding in some DMs.
Thing is, like, I think Instagram is what you make it. Like, mm-hmm. some people find it really negative for their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Some people find it really positive for your mental health. It's all about who you follow and what you're engaging
in. Who's on your feed.
You know, if you're engaging in really nice self-help accounts
mm-hmm.
and people who inspire you fashion-wise and body...
Lovely quotes,
body positive people. Or like things that inspire you, like art or food.
Interior.
Food accounts, yeah, interior.
It is what you make it.
It's such a lovely, inspiring account, mm-hmm. place. But if you're following fucking loads of Instagram models with big tits and fake asses and oh, don't know, maybe following more. I don't know, but it is what you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And we love Instagram, and it definitely is a great place where you can meet guys and
girls.
It's
a great place for inspiration.
Great place for friends, inspo. Mm-hmm. We get
friends.
All our inspo.
We've made lovely friends on Instagram.
You could make so many friends on Instagram.
And it is a good place to meet guys.
For sure, because guys will slide it. It's a thing. Guys slide in your DMs. Girls, you can slide in your DMs.
We're a true. Someone, oh my God,
we're
on New Year's Eve.
True testament to that is Sophia and Chintzia.
On New Year's Eve. Me and Chintzia both slid into our like ultimate crushes DMs and we both got a response.
Suck on that, bitches.
So slide in.
Yeah.
Slide in, lady.
Suck on that.
Slide in. Okay, so where do you start? Okay, I think just like in terms of like posting, just post what you like
post when you feel confident wearing your favorite thing, when you've done a really cool makeup look that you really feel proud of, like
picture with your friends, like with your pets, like don't put pressure on it. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be just a social platform.
Exactly.
Don't put pressure on yourself.
Only take pictures when you want to take pictures. Don't force yourself to take pictures, or I don't know,
it shouldn't be a chore.
But just if it's a nice place that makes you look happy and you know, whatever, then fuck it. But
so,
also I think get yourself on Tinder or Hinge, if I'm honest.
So do I.
Gather like 3 pictures of yourself. You know, we've got all the time in the world, aren't we? We're all tier 4 and tier 3, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get your mum or your dad or whatever, your siblings, to take, you know, some pictures of you. We'll get a few selfies and some golden hour lights.
Yeah, some mirror selfies go a long way.
Then let's whack them on Tinder or Hinge.
I feel like a date, if you want to meet people, like specifically, I feel like a dating app would benefit you more than Instagram.
It's direct for people to be like, I like her, I'm going to message her.
Yes.
And easy for you to be like, I like him, I'm going to message him.
As you're on a dating DMs app. Or maybe like every here and there, but like the purpose of a dating app is to date.
Yeah, for sure.
So I feel like you know that you're going to meet guys that are also looking to date.
Your dating app can, your Instagram will back up your dating app. Because because then the guys will go and check out your Instagram.
Yeah, what's she about? What's her
They'll
life
be like, oh,
like?
Lucy Foster, yeah. I'm going to check her out on the gram. Yeah. You know, and then he sees this really gorgeous Insta and it's like, wow, who is this serene this angel? I think I'm in love. You
yeah,
know?
She's low key. I love it. Only got a few pics. I'm into it.
Oh, she's so sexy.
Yeah. Look, I feel like dating apps are maybe where you'd have more success just because that's the environment. That's what the app is for. That's the environment.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, you're guaranteed to get messaged for guys from guys who are interested in you. Do you know what I mean? I feel like on DM as well, guys can be a bit scared or, I don't know. They're kind of like, gosh, do I shoot my
shot? And maybe you might reply once, but then you don't get a reply again because it's like, it's DM. Yeah. Like,
But guys for sure will like, because the thing is, it takes them a while. Maybe they'll like a few of your pictures, wait a little bit, because then they want
to
see
a story here and
they want to gauge if you're interested. So then you've got to go then like a few of their pics. And it's just kind of this like little game.
It's a bit slower.
Bit slower, unless they're really like, do you know what? I'm just going to message this girl because I think she's gorgeous or whatever. But yeah, very, very fun. Oh my God, I'm really excited for you. Okay. How to stop self-sabotaging your future. Interesting.
Oh, we all self-sabotage sometimes. Interesting. We really can.
Okay, so I'm in a long-term friendship doing a teaching course at uni. I have a job. I have the best family and a lovely boyfriend. So all in all,
she's got her shit together.
Well, listen. So in all, I should have little to complain about. But I always find myself thinking, what if I don't pass my uni degree? Or what if I lose my friends / family? Mm-hmm. Or the big one, what if my boyfriend cheats on me, etc. I'm literally 20, but still overthink these things. Look, girl, tell me about it. Overthinking is
tell
the
me
fuck,
about it. It's the
you
devil.
Know, getting yourself caught up in your head is one of the worst things.
Oh, it's bad.
And
it's
I think
bad.
Going into 2021, we really need to sort our shit out.
Mm, we do.
Well, I'm talking to me and Sophia here. I'm not talking to you. But still, we'll try and help you. So these worries lead me to get upset about things that haven't even happened.
Yes.
Right.
It's stupid. Why do we do this to ourselves?
Why am I self-sabotaging my own future when I really should be worrying at all? And how do I calm my nerves when I get upset about these things? Mm. Thanks so much. Look forward to your reply. Thing is,
we all do this.
Listen, what is that quote? Worrying is...
Doesn't take away tomorrow's problems, only today's peace, something like that.
Yeah. And the thing is,
worrying about it puts you through it twice.
So if you're thinking, sat here thinking, what if this happens? Mm. What if this is going to happen? What if that happens to her? Or what if this happens to him? What if he does that? What are you doing? You're literally torturing yourself for what? Mm. Literally for what? Has it happened yet?
Worrying literally does not solve
anything.
And when you really, truly realize that, like, worrying does not change anything, doesn't change the future, doesn't change the past, doesn't change the present, does not change anything. All it does is give you stress and sadness and concern. Like, worrying about something that's not even happened yet is the most pointless waste of our energy. Ever.
Think it's of the most what pointless that energy thing. Could be going towards something so beneficial that makes us happy and, you know, excited and, you
but
know.
We all do it. Like, me and Chintzia do it all the fucking time. We're like, fuck, I'm stressed.
We're
like,
we are really
and
bad
and it's the biggest waste of our energy ever. Like, it solves nothing. All it does is ruin your mood, ruins your peace. It doesn't fix anything.
Once you really come
to terms with that, it's easier to just be like, chill out, like, look at the reality. Maybe write some things down, like, I'm in a happy relationship. I have long-term friendship. Like, no one's going anywhere. Like, no one's leaving me. Like, I'm fine. Yes. Like, I am strong. I can do this. And then maybe when you have these little flare-ups of like, oh, panic.
You could just sit and read and kind of just get back into a good state again.
It's all about like almost brain training. And it's something which you have to train your mind.
To not think.
Because it's so easy to just say like, oh, don't think about it, like, oh, thanks, like, now I'm not thinking about it, like, it really is something which you have to like practice daily and be like, not let your mind get the better of you, and it's something which you have to practice, and we're all still practicing it.
And
I am
you've got to realize, like, look, if something's going to happen to me, I'm going to take it in my stride when it happens. And, you know, I'm going to learn from it.
Cross that bridge when you get to it.
Just think, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. Look, if my boyfriend's going to cheat on me, he's going to fucking cheat on me.
And you worrying about it, I can't control that. Will not change that.
Exactly. I can't change that, you know? If one of my friends doesn't want to be friends with me anymore, I can't change that.
No.
And that was, you know, whatever. And that happened and whatever. But it's not happened yet. It probably won't ever happen. You know,
probably won't ever happen.
We always want to make things worse for ourselves.
Especially late at night. It's in the evening, I think, when you're lying in bed that you just think, fuck.
But what helps us is if you're, because sometimes it's like hard to sleep when you've got all these thoughts. Sleep stories, baby. Sleep stories, baby.
I can't sleep without a sleep story.
I put Harry Styles' sleep story on. I didn't even start. I was out. It didn't even start.
What sleep story I've actually really been liking? Yeah. It's someone called Mandy Moore, and it's like Mandy. A dream or something. Because you know
dream
who's the voice is? It's the princess from Tangled.
Oh wow!
It's the same voice, so I see her in my head, the princess, and
it's
I'm
quite
like, oh, it's
for
like
you.
Having a Disney film. Like
wow.
That's the one I've been listening to like every day for like a month.
Honestly, I think that
I've
Harry
not got
Styles
halfway
one,
through
though.
The story. It's like a 45-minute story.
Wow. It's almost like you're trained to know when you listen to that story, it's like your brain actually switches off.
Yeah.
Because it's as soon as I hear those first few notes of that Harry Styles, I'm gone.
You're gone.
I am a goner. And like, unless something, I don't know, but like, I am gone.
Yeah, I agree. So, sleep stories are an amazing thing if you struggle to sleep. I can't sleep without one. Like, unless I'm like drunk, passed out. But if I don't have a sleep story, like, I find when I lie in bed, my mind goes to all these places and I just stress about everything.
Yeah.
So I think if that's you as well, honestly, try some sleep stories and they really help because they give you something to concentrate on.
Yes.
So your mind isn't wandering and stressing. You're focusing on the story and you just fall to sleep like that.
Because when you're laid there in silence and maybe
darkness.
You're not that silence, darkness, do you know where that brain goes? Well, you're thinking your boyfriend's sleeping with seven different women, your friends are fucking, I don't know.
You're about to lose your job.
Yeah. All of that. But sleep stories, bliss. And then you wake up again, it's the morning.
Yeah.
You know, pure
we just
bliss.
Really need to try and take charge of our mind, of our thoughts, and just know that, like Chin said, I will, if that happens,
we'll
probably
cross it when we get to
99%
it.
Of the things we worry about never happen.
I actually
all
think
right?
that's science, you know.
I think it
There's
is.
There's a statistic like
so
that.
So if that 1% does happen, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. Worrying about it right now is not going to fix or help
it's
or
gonna
stop
anything.
It's going
to take away your
anything. Peace. It's all it does.
And then,
it's so
when
pointless.
You know when you're 50 and you look back thinking, why the fuck was I stressing about that at 20?
Because think, like if you think back to maybe like a year ago today, you might have been worrying about something a lot, well, it doesn't happen. You're not worrying about it today, are you?
It's affecting me now.
Yeah.
No.
And I think when you do get in your head about this and that, try and think of the bigger picture and be like, look, in 5 years time, you know, when I am 20 whatever or 30 whatever, will I be worrying about this? You know, is this going to matter? Like, think of the bigger picture in life.
Yeah.
We can all get so caught up with the day to day and fuck and this and that, but just really try and step back and think, but let me just think my whole life. Is this really still going to be?
Is this really still going to be affecting me?
Yeah. Sometimes that makes me calm because I think, think of the bigger picture, you know?
The bigger, honestly, because it's like, this is so minuscule in the grand scheme of things.
In the grand scheme of things, it really is.
Right. Should we find ourselves a quote?
Let's find ourselves a beautiful quote. We'll wrap it up. Thanks for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed.
2021.
Whilst Chintzia finds a quote, you can always email your dilemmas. It's Boy Talk next week to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com. And you can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom, which is where we do all the questions of the weeks and stuff.
This is just the first one I saw on my feed. It's quite sweet.
Okay.
It's kind of nice. It happens to everyone as they grow up. You find out who you are and what you want, and then you realize that people you've known forever don't see things the way you do. So you keep the wonderful memories but find yourself moving on. It's kind of sweet.
And I saw this one yesterday and it was like, life's like an elevator. Sometimes on the way up you have to let people off.
Oh, darling.
Kind of sweet,
that
right?
That is lovely. So we'll get in the lift.
All right, guys. Let's go get in that lift. Let's go up. We'll see you next Wednesday. We'll be here.
Yes.
Have a good week,
guys.
We
love you so much. Bye,
bye.
Guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.